But as we know as well, the cabinet meeting is dominated today by the multiplying controversies surrounding Irish Water, or Uisce Éireann. And there appears now to be growing political pressure on the managing director, John Tierney, to consider his position. And there have been a number of calls that the charges be suspended for a period of time to allow a review to take place. The latest call coming from the Fianna Fáil environment spokesman, Barry Cowan, earlier on Morning Ireland. Just before we came on air, I spoke to the Independent Socialist TD for Dublin North, Claire Daly. I asked her what she thought should happen in relation to the management of Irish Water.
Well, look, despite the government protestations, I think it's quite clear now that the deck chairs are going to be arranged on the decks of the Titanic. I think we will see big changes there. But to be honest, I don't think it's going to make any difference.
Do you think that would be fair, though, if there were big changes at management and board level?
Well, I mean, obviously the individuals involved will have to assess that for themselves. I mean, I was on the record very early on in the early days of Irish Water in saying that John Tierney certainly had no expertise in water and wasn't the correct person for that job. But that said, do I think that he's responsible for what's gone on now? I absolutely do not. He didn't make up the structure or the setup that's there. And ultimately, the responsibility for this has to come back on the door of the government. It was a child of their creation. He was simply to put in there to manage it. And I think changing the faces at the top isn't going to get away from the big problem, really, which is that people don't have the money to pay this extra charge and they're sick of it, really, you know.
We'll come back to that question, but a lot of attention has been focused in the last several days about the bonus culture, it's been described as, but it's basically a system of reward that was drawn down from Bord Gáis, which was the parent company, through Ervia, as it's now called. Why weren't people like yourself and maybe the opposition more on the case on this particular structure of things when the legislation was going through the Dáil?
Well, I suppose we didn't realise fully what was in it. I mean, I come from a semi-state background myself in terms of Aer Lingus, and I can tell you there was never a set-up along the lines of those gilt-edge proposals that are there now. So I don't think people had an idea, really, until very recently what actually the scale of the obscenity was there. And it has really upset people, actually, and jarred with them, I think, when you think that, you know, so many workers now, say, are working now for a lot less money, a lot longer than they were, say, 5 or 6 years ago. And to see this type of, you know, gilt-edged, built-in bonuses for really doing your job, and even a provision in it where if you weren't doing your job all that well, you could still get extra. I mean, it's just completely out of kilter with anything that ordinary people are dealing with.
And what about the fact, though, that Michael Noonan has said that, you know, it is right that there be modest charges for water? Now, you can have a big argument about what represents a modest charge and whether people can afford to pay it. But is that something that, in principle, you would still strongly dispute?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think people mind would envisage a situation where they might pay directly for water, but only if their other taxations was reduced accordingly, you know. And that really is the problem, is that we have all these new taxes being created really to plug the deficit caused by the bailout, whereas, you know, for years our central monies were paid to provide decent public services. And I think if you were talking about a new tax system, maybe where, you know, water was charged for directly, as it is in many European countries, it would be only on the basis of reducing other taxes accordingly. But that isn't what the game is at the moment. Like, the whole structure of Irish Water doesn't make any sense whatsoever. The wastage, the duplication of functions with the local authorities. The only basis upon which that monster, if you like, makes sense is if they're going to privatise it in the future. And I think that is something that most people are implacably opposed to.
Yes, and I think the government itself has said they have no intention to do that. But just
I wouldn't believe that one now, but they have, you're right. But I don't think anybody believes that.
In regard to the finances, I did raise this question with Michael Noonan and Brendan Howland. They were here in studio the morning after the budget. Let's just recall some of that conversation about the merits or otherwise of all of the trouble that they've had to go through, politically at least, for the sake of gathering in initially about €300 million. Did you give any consideration at all to just saying, look, OK, we're going to turn the stopcock on this one and just forget about it?
Yes, but the effect of following your advice there
it's not advice,
is not just to lose what comes in on the charges for Irish Water. But everything goes back on balance sheet. And instead of losing the 300 million or so, you'd lose about 800 million. And then the debt goes up as well because you can't borrow. Everything goes on balance sheet. And Brendan, out of the capital budget, would have to fund all the repairs to pipes and all the water treatment works where they can be borrowed now because Irish Water has the status of a semi-state commercial company.
It looks like they're stuck with it, Claire Daly.
Well, you see, I think there's two things. They are obviously going to make strong statements. I mean, Michael Nuala was out this morning saying there wasn't going to be any changes to the management of Irish Water as far as he was concerned. And they will say things, but what they actually do is quite often a very, very different thing. I mean, the government clearly thought that they could bully their way through foisting this proposal onto the backs of people. I think they were really shocked at the scale of the opposition, which wasn't just the big Saturday demonstration. I mean, thousands of people are out on the streets since then and will be on the 1st of November. So there's a real pressure from there from that they need to look at. And while on the one hand, yes, absolutely, the amount of money they're collecting from it now is shrinking, will bring a pressure point. I mean, look, for decades we ran our water system. There's a kind of a myth being created that there was never a pipe fixed or never any good work done, when in actual fact in the 1990s there was some excellent work done, particularly by the Dublin local authorities in terms of repairing the network, replenishing it and so on, and bringing our leakage rates down to almost levels of best international practice. There's no reason why in a changed direction they could do that. Again, I mean, we have billions of money sitting in pension funds invested outside this country. Surely a bit of creativity in enticing those people to invest in repairing the network here could be done to bring some of that money back into the country. There's loads of different ways of doing it if the will is there. We've done it in the past.
Ultimately, there has to be a reward for any investment, and it seems that there is no way that the government itself can borrow the money. There has to be some form of independence on the balance sheet, as we heard Michael Lunan saying there. But in the meantime, do you go along with the Fianna Fáil proposal that until the system is fixed, until they plug more of the leaks, that the charges should be suspended for a period of time?
Look, they're going to have to be. But the reality is now is that this charge is practically unenforceable. People have spoken through their opposition on the street, through the fact that hardly anybody is sending back these application packs. So in January...
Well, maybe half a million people now have sent them. That's hardly anybody.
It's very little considering there's about a week left. I think you will find that many of those packs were sent in the early days amongst, you know, some people who are quite conscientious and like to get these things done with before the scale of the opposition emerged. I know a number of people who sent them back who are kind of determined that they're not going to pay. And we've seen massive photographs from the sorting offices where unpost workers have shown us literally thousands piled high of envelopes returned to sender going back to Irish Water. So the system is quite unworkable. And what are they going to do to people, the army of people who aren't going to pay this in January?
Are you going to pay yourself?
I am not, no. I'm not in the habit of paying for things twice. No, I certainly won't. And me, like everyone else, there's absolutely nothing really that they can do about that. I mean, my house has been fitted with a meter, so in my case, they could, technically speaking, reduce the pressure. And if they do that, I'll increase it.
Claire Daly, TD, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thanks, Sean.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.